Petersburg resident Mike Chewy Micah knows he's got a bad habit.
Smoking, I believe, is not good for you, of course, and I should stop or quit or slow down or whatever.
Standing on a downtown sidewalk, the 30-year smoker says Petersburg's proposed tobacco tax might help him and others do that. But he doesn't support the ballot measure creating that tax because he doesn't know how the revenue would be spent.
I think if they were a little more specific on where that tax money was going to go to, I think some people wouldn't have a problem with paying that extra $2.
Proposition 7 on the municipal ballot would add a $2 tax to each pack of cigarettes sold within the Petersburg borough. Current prices average $10 a pack. Cigars, chewing and pipe tobacco, and similar products would be charged a 45% tax on the wholesale price. Borough Clerk Kathy O'Rear says the tax would also cover a more contemporary product.
It also addresses e-cigarettes or the vapor type. It would have a charge on those also.
The tax was proposed by a municipal committee looking at different ways to raise revenue. Its work was reviewed by the Petersburg Assembly, which decided which proposals would go on the ballot. Sue Flint, a business owner who chaired that committee, says it heard support from the Petersburg Indian Association and the local hospital.
And we thought that might be a deterrent, maybe, to young people starting to smoke if they cost more. And so we suggested the dollar per pack, and the assembly raised it to $2 a pack.
Six other measures are on the ballot. Four propose changing the borough's senior citizen sales tax exemption. Another would drop state campaign finance reporting rules. Yet another would raise the sales tax cap. Flint says there was talk about how tobacco tax revenue would be spent, but nothing is on paper.
If they want to put it towards not smoking programs or something health-related at the hospital or whatever, that's up to them every year.
So it's not dedicated to a particular health cause.
We cannot dedicate a tax like that.
I don't think it's going to generate the kind of revenue that the assembly might think.
Business manager Lee Corio also served on the sales tax committee. He doesn't like smoking, but he says residents would just buy their tobacco someplace else.
There will be a net decrease in the sale of tobacco, significant, I believe. And so any gain offset by increased tax will be lost by volume sale.
If the tax passes, the municipality will have the paperwork ready. Finance Director Jody Tao says few outlets would have to fill out any new forms.
There is one main distributor that sells the tobacco products to the businesses in town. And we can have that distributor fill out and do all the paperwork.
If the measure passes, Petersburg would join Bethel in having the highest cigarette taxes in Alaska. State figures show Juneau, Sitka, and Barrow charge half of Petersburg's $2 fee. Anchorage's wholesale tax is higher at 55%, while Sitka and Juneau's are the same as Petersburg at 45%. Barrow, Fairbanks, and the Matanuska-Susitna borough have far smaller wholesale taxes. This is Ed Schoenfeld.